Having concluded the discussion on spiritual gifts, he transitions to the topic of utmost importance, the resurrection. This was an area where their faith was greatly flawed. Just as in human bodies, when a fever severely affects the most fundamental parts such as the nerves, veins, and basic elements, the damage becomes irreparable without significant attention. Similar to this, it was likely to occur at that time as well, since the harm was evolving to the very basics of godliness. Therefore, Paul was very determined in his approach. His discussion was no longer about moral issues or about someone being a sinner, greedy, or even covering his head, but it was about the absolute essence of all beneficial aspects. It was over the matter of resurrection itself that they were having disagreements. Since our entire hope is based on this, the devil rigorously attacked this point. At times he was completely undermining it, and at other times he was preaching that it had already happened. This perverse teaching, which Paul described as a gangrene in his letter to Timothy, was propagated by Hymenaeus and Philetus, who lured people away from the truth by saying that the resurrection had already occurred, and as a result, they subverted the faith of some. At times they taught this, and at other times they claimed that the body does not resurrect, but the purification of the soul is the resurrection itself.